Our final case of the day is State v. Hernandez Cisneros. State v. Hernandez Cisneros. Counsel, you may proceed when you're ready.
May it please the court. I'm Justin Huber. I'm representing the appellant, Lorenzo Hernandez Cisneros. One of the central issues on appeal is whether Mr. Hernandez Cisneros's consent to search the vehicle involved in this case was valid despite being obtained through the use of Google Translate. The appellant contends that it was not. Both the Fourth Amendment of the United States Constitution and Article 1 of Section 7 of the Nebraska Constitution prohibit a warrantless search unless an established exception is found. Consent is one such exception. However, consent must be knowingly, voluntarily, and intelligently given. In this case, a language barrier existed. The appellant spoke only Spanish, and the officer requesting consent to search did not speak Spanish or spoke primarily English. This led the officer to use Google Translate to communicate with the appellant and ultimately attempt to obtain consent to search. It is the state's burden at a suppression hearing to prove that the consent to search was voluntarily given. There was no evidence offered detailing how Google Translate works, whether it is accurate or whether it is a reliable means of communication. There was no record of precisely what was entered into Google Translate or what the responses were received or what responses that were received using that program.
Nor did the defendant challenge on foundational purposes that at trial in the lower court.
That's correct.
So how do you challenge it now if the district court was not able to rule on that issue at that time?
Well, I think it goes to whether it was a knowing and voluntary consent. If we don't know how well the program works, then how can we know that Mr. Hernandez Cisneros understood exactly what was being asked of him?
But wasn't the time to challenge that in the hearing below as opposed to now? If it wasn't challenged below and the court didn't have a chance to rule on that issue, why are you able to bring it up now?
Again, I think that it just, not from the foundational aspect, but just going to whether or not his consent, which was ultimately obtained using through a process of using Google Translate, whether or not that was knowing and intelligent, I think is state's burden at the suppression hearing to prove that a consent was knowingly, intelligently, and voluntarily made.
And they called as a witness an interpreter, a Spanish interpreter. Is that correct? Who helped interpret the conversation that was going on back and forth?
That's correct, but she only interpreted what was said orally during this exchange, not what was being typed onto Google Translate on the phone, or what the translation was that Google Translate gave, or what the responses that were entered in return. None of those were preserved because they were just typing them in and showing them to each other. There was no oral communication. The translator only testified as to what was said orally.
And that was based upon the video cam.
That was based
exchange.
The oral exchange was based upon the video cam.
And so the interpreter watched and listened to that and then testified as to what was said.
Yes, the oral portion of that. Yes.
So then is it like a credibility of the witness type review by the fact finder in the court below, that it's his call then whether that burden's been met, correct, based on all the evidence that's being presented to him?
I think the court has to make a decision on whether or not the consent was intelligently, knowingly, and voluntarily made based on the totality of the circumstances.
Right.
And it's our position that based on the totality of the circumstances, it was not intelligently, knowingly, and voluntarily made.
And just consent. Because of the Google Translate or what else?
Because of the language barrier and because of the Google Translate, yes.
But we don't have anything in the record to say it was accurate or inaccurate in terms of the transcription, do we?
We have Mr. Cisneros, or Hernandez Cisneros' own testimony that he was having trouble understanding Google Translate. He testified at the motion to suppress that he did not understand everything the officer was asking, testified that there were issues understanding Google Translate's translations. And in fact, he testified that had he understood the officer, he would not have consented to the search of the vehicle as it wasn't his vehicle. And I think that based on other evidence that came out at the motion to suppress, there's facts consistent with what Mr. Hernandez Cisneros testified to at the motion to suppress. It was mentioned that during the officer's interactions with Mr. Hernandez Cisneros, he said no say, he responded no say, or I don't know in Spanish on several occasions. The officer also admitted that he shrugged his shoulders in a confused manner on several occasions. And if you look at the actual transcription that the translator made of the oral statements that were made during the back and forth with the Google Translate, one of the things when the officer showing him on Google Translate, the question, can I consent to search your vehicle? Mr. Hernandez Cisneros' first responses is, I don't read well. Then the officer goes on to ask him orally, yes or no. And at that point or shortly thereafter, that's when Mr. Hernandez Cisneros says yes.
He also then say, yes, you can search it?
That's correct. What
the interpreter's testimony was?
That's correct. And that's what the interpreter said that he said. And but if you look at, again, Mr. Hernandez Cisneros himself's testimony at the motion to suppress, he was confused as to what he was responding to. And obviously his response is confusing, but he believed that the officer was asking about finding the vehicle that he was in, that or something to that effect. That was his testimony. He misunderstood the question, but yes, he did. He did say, yes, you can search him.
But doesn't he also say, doesn't he ask the officer something like, you want to search it? It's just my clothes in there, or something to that effect.
I think he does ask, you want to search it, being unspecified. And he said, I just have my clothes are in there, something to that effect.
So how does that, I mean, if he's understanding the concept of search because he's relaying, well, my clothes are in there. I mean, isn't it pretty obvious that he's understanding there's a request to search the vehicle?
I think based on the totality of the interaction between the officer and Mr. Hernandez Cisneros, I think that there were some questions that Mr. Hernandez Cisneros understood just fine, and there are many others where he was confused. And I think that without a live translator and relying on a program like Google Translate, which my understanding translates things very literally, there's definitely room for confusion. And obviously Mr. Hernandez Cisneros, based on his own testimony and based on the other things that came out of the motion to suppress, was confused about many aspects of what was being asked of him. And ultimately you have his statement that he would not have consented to the search of the vehicle because it wasn't his vehicle.
And that was his testimony, that he wouldn't have because it wasn't his vehicle. But weren't there a couple of things in the vehicle that tied him to it, like some receipts and maybe
So he was the driver of the motor vehicle. He had the insurance on the motor vehicle, and there were I believe, three documents of different types that had Mr. Hernandez Cisneros' name on it, found in the vehicle, although it was found away from where the contraband was ultimately found.
Well, doesn't that go to show that it was more likely his vehicle? I mean, he didn't have it registered to him, but why would he have receipts throughout the vehicle if it wasn't something he'd been
for a while? Excuse me. I think it goes to show that he used the vehicle. The vehicle was actually his stepdaughter's. That's who it was registered to.
It was a what?
His stepdaughter's.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Quick question. I know you're out of time, but it's outside the record. I'm curious. Do you know whether a Google app translation can be preserved on a cell phone?
I mean, I believe it could be at the time, but I don't know that for a fact.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Morning.
Ms. Blessin.
Morning.
May it please the court, I'm Taryn Blessin, Assistant Attorney General, representing the appellee of the state of Nebraska. This is the appellant's direct appeal of his convictions for possession of methamphetamine with intent to distribute, possession of methamphetamine, failure to fix a drug tax stamp, and carrying a concealed weapon. There are three assignments of error on appeal. Since opposing counsel only talked about the motion to suppress issue, I'll focus on the motion to suppress, and I'll submit the sufficiency claims and the excessive sentence claim unless there are specific questions. Appellant argues on appeal that his consent to search the vehicle was not valid because he did not understand everything because of the language barrier and the evidence was not sufficient to convict him. It's the state's position that these assignments are without merit, and we ask you to affirm. Whether consent to search was voluntary is to be determined on the totality of the circumstances, as opposing counsel said. The focus is not whether the defendant subjectively consented, but rather whether a reasonable officer would believe consent was given. The court found that the evidence was clear, that the appellant knew what was being asked of him and responded affirmatively that the search could occur. The factual finding is supported by the record and is not clearly erroneous. Upon initial contact, the appellant appeared to understand English because Officer Martinez asked if the vehicle was his. He replied, "See," and provided the appropriate documentation when Martinez asked for it in English. Other instances throughout the encounter on the body cam indicated that he understood English. He responded appropriately to questions asked in English, would follow commands given in English. Officer Martinez testified that during their initial conversation through the Google Translate app, appellant was giving appropriate responses to his questions, and Officer Martinez was then able to articulate to the other officers on scene what was going on in the situation, how he understood it. And there seemed to be no confusion from Officer Martinez of what was actually going on based on what he was being told through the app. When the conversation turned to asking for consent to search the vehicle, some of the conversation became verbal, and that was translated. Exhibit 3 is that translation, and that's where the appellant consented to the search, saying, "Yes, you can search it." Officer Martinez clarified, "Yes," and appellant said, "See." He said, "Okay," got out. Appellant never objected or appeared to withdraw consent at any time. The voluntariness of the consent was not an issue, but regardless, he was not coerced into giving this consent. He was in the front seat of the patrol vehicle the whole time, not in handcuffs. He was asked originally, "Hey, you're not in trouble, but do you mind coming back to talk to me?" Appellant got out, no questions asked. Martinez did not do anything to indicate he was not free to leave. He did not make any promises or coerce him or threaten him. I think it's pretty clear that the consent was given. The state submits that the appellant gave knowing and voluntary consent to search his vehicle based on the totality of the circumstances, and it was reasonable for Officer Martinez to believe he had valid consent to search.
So the use of the Google app translation, was that done on the officer's cell phone?
It was on both. So originally when the officer got into the vehicle, he said, "I'm going to start on my phone." And then he showed him a question. The appellant went to answer in Spanish and he asked him, "Do you have a phone?" He pointed to the vehicle in front and said, "Yeah." So he went and got one, came back and he said, "No, the other phone." So he had to go back, get a second phone, come back. And then appellant was giving the answer on his phone, and they were kind of just showing him back and forth what the answers and questions were.
So I'll ask the same question. It's outside the record, won't be considered, but do you know whether that could be preserved, the Google app conversation could be preserved on a cell phone?
I don't know, but I don't think so. I don't think there's a history option on Google Translate, just because I think there's enough of if you make a mistake when how you're saying it, they need to redo it. So I don't think it keeps that, but I'm not sure.
So maybe it's on not the server. An account that you log into.
No.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Just curious.
So if there are no specific questions on the sufficiency and the excessive sentence and no further questions, the state would ask to submit and the state would ask you to affirm.
Okay.
Thank you.
And the appellant is out of time. Okay. Thank you. Case is submitted and counsel is excused.
Thank you both.
Thank you.